Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 2, we were talking about churches that are true to their standards and doctrine and are blessed because of their stand. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Many times you see churches at one time had strong standards, stood on the right Bible, stood on some good solid things about separation. They were non-worldly. When you went into their churches, the music was distinctive. It was music that would not be heard in a nightclub. It was the sound that would not be heard in a theater. It was something that you'd go into and you realize you were in the presence of the Lord. But you see, these people come in and they try to make things change. In the history of our church and where we are, years ago, before I was pastor, some men tried to change the church doctrine and also to make it a board-run church instead of a pastor-led church. Well, the pastor identified the false doctrine, preached on it, exposed it, and fortunately, those men were gone. Now, that caused a number of people to leave the church, but in time, God replaced it and rewarded that pastor for staying true. Now, here in America, we've had a thing called Promise Keepers. And I, in my church, had made a statement against it. You say, well, how could you make a statement against a group that says they want to honor their pastor and be one and have unity in Christ? Because when it comes to the matter of salvation, they removed in Christ alone. They didn't want the word alone there because there were some that believed that there was something else besides Christ for salvation. That it was Christ and. And so I told them a good Christian could not do that. I realized that it also catered to a charismatic element as well as a Catholic element. And the Bible says that when there's false doctrine, you've got to separate from it. I was in a restaurant one day, and it's a place where I go normally just to study over some of the messages that I preach, and I'll sit there with my Bible open and have my notes out, and every once in a while somebody will see that and come by, and we'll start talking. And this one day I had a man come by, and he had a religious T-shirt of some kind on, and he saw me reading the Bible. And as soon as he did, he started talking, praising God, and told of the great things that he was doing. And he told me of healing, even broken bones. And he said it even unashamedly. And so I asked him, well, how are you at healing Alzheimer's? Because, man, I've got somebody close to me that has Alzheimer's, and I would like for you to come over and heal them. Well, do you know that the conversation suddenly changed, and before too long, They were on their way. And the point is, I've had people leave because I took a stand against Promise Keepers. I've had people leave because we don't speak in tongues. I've had people leave because we won't go with the rock and roll music. Instead, we stick with Christ-honoring music instead. And so, for that reason, people have left. But many times, there was somebody that led those ones to leave by coming in at the grass roots with new winds and ways of doctrine. And various ones were suckered in by it. Now, notice, he says, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Now, that word privily comes from a Greek word which has the idea of stealth or privacy. It's kind of like our stealth jets. They sneak in. They are not detected by radar. And that's the idea behind the word privily. It is a word that is one of a spy or traitor, one who infiltrates the enemy undercover. So this one brings in. And it comes from a Greek word, which means to bring into or to bring alongside. And that is the false teacher. Teaches a lot of good things. Will teach a lot of good and true doctrine and will sound good and right. You say, well, you know what? I can't find anything wrong with this or wrong with that. Sometimes a false teacher is not somebody who necessarily teaches what is false. Sometimes it's just that they don't teach all the truth. But more than likely here, and not more than likely, it is here, they do bring in false doctrine and damnable heresies. And so they bring this in, and they bring in a lot of good, solid doctrine. But then he brings in alongside that some false teaching, whereby the way of truth is now being questioned. Is this not what Satan did to Eve in the garden? Hath God said? And he says, oh, no, you'll be as gods, and he doesn't want you there. And you see, Satan causes a division. And this is a Bible prediction of the last days. Now, folks, I'm not giving you my predictions, okay? This is a Bible prediction. My predictions don't mean 2 cents, all right? But the Bible prediction means everything because it's 100% right. And in the last days, there are going to be people that are going to come into churches, and then you'll see the churches change. They'll become more like the world. Their music, their teaching, their preaching, it'll be more like the world. Do you remember what Christ said about the church in Matthew? He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, gates are for defense, not offense. You don't attack somebody with a gate. You close the gates to defend yourself. When we think of hell, we think of sin. We think of all the unrighteousnesses, as well as a lake of fire and eternal torment. But we think of hell being the place for the torment of evil and sin and unrighteousness. And so, when you have a preacher that preaches against sin, and he names it, and he even names people, as Romans says, to mark them. That means name them. And so he does that. And people say, you know, you shouldn't name people. And you shouldn't say those things. That's negative. No. In God's sight, it's negative not to say it. Because it will spell doom and tears in eternity. Now, there are people who search for feelings or for something new. It's just they're searching for that certain yippee feeling, that certain oh boy feeling, and they search for that more than they do for truth. And as a result, when these people sneak in, when they come in, these false teachers, and bring in these heresies, then these folks are easily taken in. And you'll notice he uses the word damnable. Wow. The last word of verse 1 is destruction, and in verse 2 it uses the word pernicious ways. In verse 3 it uses damnation again here in 2 Peter chapter 2. But all three of those have the same Greek word that is used here to be translated damnable. And it's defined as to destroy or ruin. And most often it refers to the state of perdition after the death of the unsaved. Now, these false teachers will bring in that which ruins a local church and divides it and brings destruction and ruin. Always check what any teacher, including this Bible teacher, check what we say with the Word of God. Now, there's a lot of teaching about salvation today. that is now living out repentance. Repentance means to not only turn from, but it's a change of a mind. And it's not just the idea of turning from sin. You're actually turning from yourself. You're not any longer depending on yourself and your works and what you do to get you to heaven. Instead, you're trusting in, relying totally upon the finished work of Christ on the cross through His shed blood and then His resurrection 3 days later. And based on that, you're trusting Him with your life. You give Him your life and you trust Him. And so now you have repented. Instead of walking in the ways that you want to walk from that point forward, now you're walking in the way of the Lord. And so one of the damnable heresies that are brought in today is the elimination of repentance. There's that easy believism that says, live like you want to. You can do whatever you want to do. Just say, Jesus, come to my heart. Those are the magic words, like abracadabra. And so you say the magic words, you're saved, now you go out and live like you want to. Well, that's not repentance. That's not really faith. And so they bring in, he says, their damnable heresies. Now, the word heresies is different from the word schism. Schism is one that tears away. But a heretic remains in the same body, but holds to a form of doctrine and practice and worship different from the majority. And in Scripture, then it would refer to one who has worship and practice doctrine that is different from the Word of God. Now, in Scripture, it is never regarded as a mere difference in intellectual standpoint, mental apprehension, or word setting. Scriptures always, and I say always, regard heresy from its moral side. And its influence in Scripture is always seen in one of two ways. It is a mischievous influence on character. And most often, it's an unhealthy license to conduct, to do that which is ever worldly, and then claim that you have grace or liberty. I have a Christian friend of mine who lives in another town from us, and I was talking with him one day, and he says, you know, I go to a gym, and I work out nearly every morning. And he said there was a lady there that had been there for a few days, and so he asked her one day about her soul. And boy, it was almost like, don't talk to me about my soul. And she talked about the church, the hypocrites, and all that. And then he said she made this interesting statement. She says, another thing I'm tired of is that when I do go to church, they're using the music that I hear down in the clubs. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."